Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let there be no mistake, this is what America's talking about on all the important news talk radio stations around the country. Research done to put this program on the air by the folks at Talkers Magazine, led by Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher, here with the top 10 stories of the week and the people list as well. Michael, please, let's go.
And away we go. What a week. What a week indeed. At number 10, we have social media bias and privacy issues. We still are talking about the Andrew Cuomo resignation, and that, of course, leads into the Me Too movement. At number 9, immigration reform, race relations, and voter legislation all tied at number 9, all overshadowed this week by bigger stories, which we'll be getting to, but you can be sure they'll be back at the top of the list before long. At number 8, U.S.-China relations tied with January 6 investigation, tied with election fraud claims, all at number 8. At number 7, the economy, the infrastructure, inflation, and markets activity. At number 6, the California recall election coming up. At number 5, climate change, wildfires, and hurricanes. At number 4, crime, violence, and homelessness, especially in the big cities. At number 3, education crisis, and that ties into number 2, COVID-19 vaccines, boosters, masks, and mandates. Number 1, Afghanistan. And the most talked about people, Kevin McCarthy at 10, Nancy Pelosi at 9, number 8, Andrew Cuomo. Number 7, the pillow pusher, Mike Lindell. At number 6, Gavin Newsom and Larry Elder. At number 5, we have Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci. Hey Abbott at number 4, Ron DeSantis at number 3, number 2, Donald Trump, and number 1, Joe Biden. What a week, as I said, crazy week.
You know, somebody sent me a video that I'm going to post on my own Twitter account and my Facebook page, or pages, if you will. And it is a retrospective of where we are now versus where we were when you and I were kids in the Vietnam era. And it's meant to put put thoughts in people's heads about what the news media is saying to us. Some people in the news media talking about this is the end of America, this is the worst of times, it's never been as bad as it is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And this fellow, who looks to be about our age, Michael, maybe a little bit younger, who's doing the commentary, asks us to think about what was going on during the 60s, during the Vietnam era, during the time when the Kennedy brothers were shot, when Martin Luther King was assassinated, when the Zodiac Killer was doing his thing, the pipe bomb guy, what was his name? I forget the pipe bomb. Remember that guy did the pipe bombs?
I don't remember his name, but I know there were killers.
But the whole point of the focus is to get us off of this news media treadmill that has us thinking, and the naive among us who don't know history, haven't studied history, haven't really put things into perspective, haven't grown up yet, I guess, in a manner of speaking, and that goes for some adults who are older, but they haven't grown up yet. They haven't really focused. They don't know from whence they came. So to look at this story list this week, you'd think that the world has gone to hell and we're all right on a train to nowhere. You know that, what's that show that's on TNT, the Snow Train or whatever it is? You ever see that show?
No, I haven't.
Snowpiercer, yeah. There's 3,000 people left on the planet, and they're all on this train going to nowhere.
Wow.
That's what, you know, when you hear all of this stuff, it looks like the horror show.
Are you saying it's not?
Well, I'm not saying it's not, because it is, but I'm not saying it's the worst of all times. And then, you know, I was thinking, actually, I put this into perspective, and I wonder what your thoughts are on those who are hoping that the Chinese government is overthrown by the people. And some folks, when I brought that up, have said, oh, no, they've got too much control on the people and their thoughts, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, I think back to the American Revolution. The British had plenty of claim to our thoughts. You think about the French Revolution. Think about any revolution and how it's come to be. It doesn't necessarily, you know, start with pleasant thoughts. And sometimes it's just people are pushed too far. And maybe that'll happen in China because the, you know, the situation are rendering a reckoning with China, it seems to me, is it's number eight this week on the countdown. The Chinese are responsible for pretty much all of the things above them on the list, with the exception perhaps of the recall. I mean, think about it this way. The Chinese are still considered a developing nation. After 40 years, the countries that are on the developing nation list, they get aid from the UN and other countries. They are considered to be, you know, countries that may not have a chance to survive. That kind of stuff that goes unnoticed. I guess I was wondering, because you're fairly close to the people at the Epoch Times, what's the editorial position or maybe the reporting on some of these things from their perspective, because they take the...
I am in no position to comment on behalf of the Epoch Times. So,
I don't mean on behalf of, just kind of what's there.
I just want to be clear about that.
I understand. I
have relationships with newspapers of all political and ethnic ilks.
So, understood.
So I'm not a representative of the Epoch Times, nor do I necessarily endorse all their editorial policies. I got to be clear about that.
Yeah, okay.
But what's interesting about the Epoch Times is that they are run and published by, I guess you'd call them Chinese expats.
Yes.
Who escaped the communist regime in China, and their main function is to have a newspaper around the world and in the United States that exposes the evil doings of the communists in Beijing, and also establish a newspaper that covers other ground as well. And, you know, they've been doing a good job of that in terms of fulfilling that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the feeling is that, China is a repressed nation, and the cause of a lot of the world's problems. Of course, a lot of people think the United States is part of the world's problems as well. So
and we
it's
are.
Not a it's not a clear-cut issue. And China and the United States are involved in a symbiotic relationship, a frenemyship, if you will, that is not easily untangled.
Okay. I want to add something so that it puts things into perspective as you continue here. This week, three things never covered in the mainstream media. Not that it's good or bad, but the perspective here. China gave Boeing the largest order for airplanes that they've ever gotten. Two, the largest amount of corn and soybeans ever purchased by another country. The agreement was made this week for China to buy basically food from us because their people are starving. Number three, in this the whole overview of what's going on, the Chinese have purchased a lot of cars and stuff from America because they don't make cars themselves. I thought that the Boeing thing and the food chain thing were very interesting and didn't get any coverage at all from anywhere.
How did you know about it?
Well, because I nose around.
How do you know?
Okay, because I look at the airline airplane news, because I'm a wacko when it comes to that stuff. I'm fascinated with planes and who's buying them and where they are and what planes are parked in the desert and stuff like that. And it actually came to my attention because in that same publication was a list of all of the airlines and airplanes that have been commandeered by the government to go to Kabul and get people out of there. That's kind of where it came from. So that shows you sort of my weird attention and where my focus is sometimes. I just find that stuff fascinating. And it does play on the stage because there are planes that have been mothballed that haven't come back into service yet. A bunch of 747s, 777s, planes that carry a large number of people that the airlines are putting back into business at the behest of the government to get over there. I saw something about Kraft's plane, the 767 that belongs to the Patriots. Now they're shuttling, they've flown the plane over there to Kabul, and they're shuttling people from Kabul to Guam. 16 past the hour. You know, one of the names on the list here of people is, you said something about the pillow push for Mike Lindell. I had this conversation this week on the DJV program, and I don't mind having it. Maybe somebody will throw stones at me. The people who would say to me, you shouldn't be advertising my pillow because Lindell is a nutcase. I'm not talking about Lindell. He can be a nutcase. What I'm focused on are the people that work in that factory, hundreds and hundreds of them, good Americans making great American products. That's the focus. If you want to buy American products, and I do, and most of the people listening, if you think about it, how good it is for America to buy things made in America, that's the case with all of the MyPillow products. You can go through the catalog from A to Z. Everything in there is made in America in the plant in Minnesota where hundreds of people work around the clock to make something that's really good for you, for your home, for your family, whether it be the Giza Dream Sheets, whether it be the pillows themselves. Everything is machine washable and dryable. Everything that's there is an asset for Americans. So you, by the way, get great discounts, the towels and the pillow, just everything that's in there. It's a great, I find it very interesting to look at the product catalog and see all these great things that are competitively priced and made in America, very good quality. So if you want to take advantage of the deals right now using the DJV code, I suggest you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Enter the promo code DJV at checkout and get the discounts on all the MyPillow products made in America. The MyPillow mattress topper, the towel sets. There's so much more in there. Check it out at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV for maximum benefit.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. August is National Black Business Month, a time to recognize, support, and celebrate black-owned businesses across the country. Bank of America's Summer 2021 Black Business Owner Spotlight found that more than 8 in 10 black entrepreneurs expect increased revenue in the year ahead, up from 5 in 10 this past fall. In addition, 94% of black business owners are committed to advocating for social change through their business. Here's A.J. Barkley, Bank of America Neighborhood Lending Executive.
Black small business owners are feeling optimistic about the year ahead while maintaining a focus on social change. When asked, 85% of black entrepreneurs say social justice issues have impacted their approach to running their business. At Bank of America, we are committed to steering the path forward from past injustices by investing directly in black communities and working with black business owners to ensure they have the tools, resources, and guidance they need to grow and succeed.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness.
Attention! Do you owe back taxes, fines, and penalties to the IRS? The IRS now offers new relief options for taxpayers affected by COVID-19, but you can't go it alone. Call Tax Solutions now. Our team of former IRS agents and tax professionals can get you the best deal. We know the COVID-19 rules. Call us and never speak to the IRS again.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours. The virus has caused the IRS to take extensive action to help taxpayers. So if you owe $10,000 or more, this is the best time in years to settle your tax debt.
I qualified for the Fresh Start program. I paid less than I owed.
Remember, the IRS will not give up until you pay. Call 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205. 800-520-5205.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
T. Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts created by Talkers Magazine. Not really created. The research that's done by Michael and his staff puts together info from talk radio programs and hosts and stations and the listening in that they do around the country, puts the proper spin on the issues of the day. And that's really what we're talking about, the issues of the day that are important to us continuing to grab and hold an audience, frankly. So we were talking about, I guess, in a manner of speaking, the relativity of the issues today to perhaps what went on 40, 50, 60 years ago. I was thinking about something John Steinbeck wrote. I've been very philosophical this week, Michael, thinking about how, and you kind of know I come from a place of retrospective thinking. Steinbeck wrote, "What good is warmth without cold to give it sweetness?" And you could apply that to this. What good is all of the uproar if we don't have something at the end of the day that brings us together, in a manner of speaking? We've had that in our history, recent history, and, you know, we're only, what, 3 weeks away from the reworking of September 11th. We're 2 weeks away from Labor Day. And thinking about, you know, so many people have been saying lately how time is going. Is time going so fast because there's so much going on? Do you think that could be why time goes so fast? Because when you look at all the things that we talk about here, all the stuff going on, it just is nonstop.
Time is really a construct of our brain and our mind to deal with different happenings, with causes and effects. So it actually is true, or at least theoretically true, that the more things that happen, the quicker time seems to take place.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're sitting in a cell in prison in solitary confinement, 5 minutes could be an eternity. But if you're out there in the world and the world is churning around you and things are flying at you and news is breaking and you're doing this and you're doing that and you've got a day full of appointments and you have deadlines and pressure, that clock becomes a very fast-moving entity.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does. And And so as we think about where we are, you and I are age-wise and otherwise what we've accomplished, I just started to mention to you something, the cover of Newsmax magazine, which I know you look at. I look at all of the, I look at Newsmax, our Mother Jones Reason, because I want to get the sort of relativity of all the things that they present from the different points of view, liberal, conservative, libertarian. And there's a picture of Bill Shatner, William Shatner, on the cover of Newsmax. And the story isn't about politics. The story is about people who keep working, who keep themselves going. And Shatner at 90 is really an amazing example of people. I was telling, I'm in league with that. I told a story this week about a 92-year-old guy who's still a policeman in a small town in Alabama at 92.
Yeah, and Shatner has proven that one can be obnoxious into his, you know, ninth decade.
He's striking.
Actually, the reason that Shatner is so old is because, you know, he traveled at warp nine,
warp
so
speed
long.
For all those
warp
yeah,
speed so long it, that, that, yeah. that time yeah. moved differently for him than it did for the rest of us. but you're absolutely right. Keeping active, you know what it comes down to, and I know we're going into a break. Purpose. Mm-hmm. Having purpose yeah. makes life have
purpose.
More meaning.
Yeah.
yeah, I was going to say, I'm defining it with its own word.
Yeah.
Purpose
right.
gives purpose.
Yeah, it certainly does. So we have a purpose for being here, and that is, among other things, not to tell you, I'm not here to tell you what to think or how to think, but I am here hopefully to help you look at things, and how you look at things is pretty much what constructs you, I think, your health, your well-being, all of that stuff is tied to the ancillary things of your attitude and your thoughts. It's 28 past the hour, and this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
This report is brought to you by Genesis 2 Project, G2P. Recently, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the ODNI, released a preliminary report on possible threats posed by UFOs, now known as Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, UAP, and the progress the Department of Defense UAP Task Force has made in understanding any threats. Dr. J.C. Van Valkenburg is a former Los Alamos National Lab biophysicist who has been working with G2P to bring scientifically sound UAP data to the public.
G2P has released the first scientifically authenticated documentation of UAPs, including images captured with infrared technology. Primo Forensics performed the digital forensic analysis.
In tandem with the ODNI report, these data support the development of relevant processes, policies, technologies, and training for the U.S. military and government personnel upon encountering UAP. Visit Genesis2Project.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden addressed the nation Sunday afternoon to update the country on the situation in Afghanistan. The president reiterated that U.S. troops would remain in the country until all Americans are evacuated, while also intimating that the August 31st deadline may be extended in order to complete that effort. Biden also again defended his decision to withdraw U.S. forces from Afghanistan, saying that he didn't see continuing the 20-year-old war as being in the country's best interests.
But the bottom line is this, folks. Look, at the end of the day, if we didn't leave Afghanistan now, when do we leave? Another 10 years? Another 5 years? Another year? I'm not about to send your son or your daughter to fight in Afghanistan. I don't see where that is in our overall interest.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thousands of Afghans are trying to get to the Kabul airport to be evacuated out of the country as the Taliban begins to strengthen their government. Former ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker says that he fears for those in that country who supported the former government. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that as they consolidate power, the Taliban are likely to go after those they consider their enemy.
I am afraid that as the Taliban gains more control, as they settle in a bit more, they are going to go after all of those in Afghanistan who have spoken the truth, who have been in the media, who have represented the institutions of this young democracy, and certainly those who have helped us directly, like the interpreters. I'm very much afraid that this is going to get worse. The chaos may subside, but as it does, I am terribly worried you're going to see the Taliban start to methodically take care of those they consider their enemies. We will be in no position to help them.
And Vice President Kamala Harris will meet with Singapore's President and Prime Minister as she begins a trip to Southeast Asia. She's also set to meet with leaders in Vietnam as part of her trip. The Vice President expected to focus on strengthening ties with these key allies while trying to provide a counterweight to the growing influence of China in the region. The subject of the situation in Afghanistan is also expected to be discussed as the U.S. looks to reassure its allies in the region about its moves in Afghanistan. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four after the hour now. This is the weekly review of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The official countdown, the News Talk world is populated by people in stations who really are, I think for the most part, a cut above the rest when it comes to what's on the radio, maybe on television. You got to have a decent voice and a decent head. I noticed that there we have in the world of radio, the trades, if you'll call them that. I guess every business has its trades. Talkers leads it's the Bible of the talk radio industry, led by Michael Harrison. So every year they have a list. You have a list of the Hot 100, you call them, the Hot 100 most listened to and most interesting talk radio hosts. And I noticed one of the trades has listed the top 25 talk radio stations. Not that there's any, you know, there's any magic to looking around, but I happen to see the list, and at the top of it is KFI in Los Angeles, which I happen to agree is a very, very good talk radio station. The people that are on there have interesting things in their lives that they talk about, interesting points of view. They cover what's going on. And isn't that really what it's all about, Michael, when you get right down to it? When you prepare to do a talk, because a lot of people ask you to do talk radio hosting on various stations around the country, as you prepare to go on the air, how do you focus on what you're going to talk about. And maybe you give us an insight into how people who are on stations like KFI or WSB or WY, whoever, whatever stations it may be, how do they prepare and how do they succeed in grabbing the audience and keeping their jobs?
Well, many different ways, because it's fortunately nobody, you know, not everybody does it exactly the same way.
No.
So variety is very important. Credibility, knowing what you're talking about, seeming to have substantial background and information to back up your opinions, because it's an opinion business. Talk radio is not just news, it's opinion. And the trend today is to talk about the hot subjects and to talk about the subjects that your target audience is interested in. Whereas in the old days, it was more about being a unique kind of a creative, original human being and attracting people who were looking for that type of interest, that type of companionship. Today, it's a daily dance of affirmation, telling people what they want to hear.
What an interesting phrase, a daily dance of affirmation. It's kind of like in the music business, if you like listening to the 80s, there are stations for that. Is that what you're saying, more or less?
Yeah. Yeah, as opposed to stations that play for you what they think you'll find interesting that you don't know about. You know, that, like I said to you before, you know, how do you know that? You know, when you said something about certain stories not getting covered.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they call it music discovery, where people discover new music by listening to presenters, DJs, music directors, and stations that are bringing new product to them, and then they go, oh. Whereas most radio today that plays music carefully selected for what they think the people want to hear.
Mm.
As a result, the progress of music in general has slowed down.
We don't have a
rapid evolution anymore with new things. I mean, we're still talking.
Like when you were a jock creating interest, bringing new music. I never was that sort of a jock. I just played the hits. I didn't create hits. I played the hits.
We created. I was part of the creating hits. And one of the things that back in my music radio days, which is many decades ago, we considered whether we were doing our job and working, how many records we listened to every week.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the homework, just like part of the homework of being a talk show host, is to read and to follow the details and the facts and the opinions of the news events. Back in those days, it was there were new albums coming out every week. A stack of them, important ones, by big acts.
But there
and
are
you have to listen to them.
Yeah, but there are, that's an interesting, very compelling statement on who's doing what. When you look around at the number of books being published, whether you read them, the actual book, or you get them on Kindle, or wherever you're getting them, see them. One of the hosts, Mark Levin, has written a book called American Marxism. I don't know
number
if you've seen that or not.
It's number one on the bestseller list right now.
Right, yeah. But why? I mean, the headline itself, is it? Are you buying the book because the cover has a cross and sickle on it, as if it were, you know, a reference to communism, and the title American Marxism, and he makes a clear bead on Joe Biden and the Democrats, and so is that where people need to be? The people who are hosts, do they need to know what Levin is writing and saying in order to fall into the crowd?
Well, they need to know what Levin is writing in as an indication of what works in terms of the daily dance of affirmation. I'm not so sure how many people are becoming aware of the communist threat in America by reading Levin. More, this guy is confirming my assertion that the communists are a threat to America.
Well, that's it. Is he confirming or creating? Ben Shapiro
somewhere,
was the
somewhere,
one.
Somewhere in the middle there. Somewhere,
yeah, you think?
That's the rhetorical question. Does the media lead public thinking, or does public thinking lead the media?
Yeah.
It's a dance up and back between the two.
I mentioned Ben Shapiro. How do these people compare, let's say, to Bob Woodward and to other, you know, the people who have written, and Woodward's still around, Woodward and, Bernstein. They wrote the story, you know, the expose, they got them going. He's still writing. There are a lot of people who are writing things. I remember having John Bolton on my program, and people said, John Bolton, you're going to have him on? You don't do a real political show. Well, but he was an interesting guy, and I'd said things about him on the air They weren't very complimentary. So I just decided, you know, he should have a fair shake at telling his side of the story. Frankly, it wasn't necessarily about what he was or what he said as much as him having a chance to say his piece. And I don't know if we get mad. Do we need that anymore even? We used to have the equal, what was it they called, the equal time thing. Do we need that? We don't really need that anymore, do we?
We don't need it as much because there's far more outlets for people to get their say.
Yeah.
But equal time is also a state of mind. It's also an attitude. It comes down to fairness. How fair do you want to be? Mm-hmm. Now, some people who are listeners in this daily dance of affirmation era that we're in will consider somebody who puts a guest on that they disagree with to be betraying the audience. How could you
right.
put him on?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's a betrayal of why we listen to you. We listen right. to you to tell us what we want to hear.
Yeah. Take him off the air. I've said things on the air, and people will call the station, get that guy off the air. He has no business being on the air. Because I said something that in this circumstance might be, you know, there's all this stuff. The Afghanistani situation is number one this week on the story list at Talkers Magazine. By the way, you can get the list every week at Talkers.com and at DJVShow.com. So Afghanistan is number one, but it splinters out into all kinds of things, including the right blaming the left for the mess. That becomes part of the. Those are the talking points, right? Or
right.
a lot of them anyway. Never mind.
The right and the left are blaming each other for the mess in which they both shared
responsibility.
A role. Yeah. Oh gosh. Right. I mean, the finger pointing is a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's a disgrace.
But the stories of the thousands of people who are trying to get on those airplanes, and I made mention of the fact that we're sending every plane we can get our hands on over there to get people out of there. The story of the guy that was in the wheel well and got killed, or the fella fell off the plane. You know, those are dramas that have nothing to do with the politics. They're just the reality of what's going on that the people that are there have to live with. And I don't think there's any way that we possibly could know what they're really experiencing. Imagine these guys with machetes going up and down the street beheading women. That kind of stuff. How do you even relate to that? It's like a bad movie.
It's a terrible situation.
Yeah.
Terrible situation, and we have been embroiled in terrible situations as a nation when it comes to foreign policy and wars, at least going back to the Vietnam War, and who knows, maybe before that.
Yeah. So it's all food for thought, and that's really why talk radio is the oasis that it is in a sea of pretty much media garbage. At least that's the way I look at it anyhow. It's real media garbage. All right, here's something that isn't that's not connected to garbage at all. It's connected to you and your body and your health. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that I extol value, virtue, wrapped up in a very healthy way for you to lose weight, more importantly, to keep it off. Some great stories. You can check out the verified stories from many of their awesome customers by clicking on to toploss.com and then going into the area. There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who tell their story about losing 22 inches, losing 135 pounds, keeping the weight off. He was going up and down 40, 45 pounds a year. Lose it, gain it. You can keep it off. That's the real secret. The love that people have of this product is the fact that it works so well to keep the weight off. Also, it helps you sleep. I saw a testimony from a fellow this week who is extolling, again, using that word, to talk about the appreciation he has for having found this product and using it. And right now, the BOGO sale, buy one, get one free, extends to as many. If you want 100 of these and you pay for them, you get 100 free. That's how it works right now till Labor Day. Go to toploss.com, get the product that really works. Awesome results. And you can mix the liquid or the capsules if you'd like now under the current situation. It's easy for you to do. Lose weight the safe way. Keep it off, please. Prove it to yourself by going to toploss.com. Order some Calitrin. Take it and see if what we're saying isn't true. You'll see the stories of 86% of the people that get on this. They love it because it works. That's the secret. It works. Calitrin. Take the weight off. Keep it off the natural way. Go to toploss.com. Check out using the discount code DJV.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
It's a high-tech window into your health. It's called HexoSkin, a sensor-loaded smart shirt for monitoring your heart rate, breathing rate, and lots more. And it connects to a smartphone or tablet via Bluetooth. Pierre-Alexandre Fournier from HexoSkin has more.
So HexoSkin is used by people who are training, recovering. It's used in rehabilitation, and it's used for clinical research and medical research. For a user, it looks like a t-shirt or a sleeveless shirt or a tank top, and you can wear it under your clothes. It records your cardiac and respiratory activity, measuring people's physiology in real-life context, so in a performance setting or in a real-life setting versus a clinical setting or traditional lab setting.
Tomorrow, we'll tell you how HexoSkin is literally out of this world.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Can I get a chair that'll turn my home office into a corner office?
It's possible.
How can I feel as good at the end of the day as I felt at the beginning?
Staples Connect makes it possible with all the innovative tools you need to work from home. And right now, get up to 40% off select chairs. That's up to 40% off chairs that roll, swivel, tilt, and turn. Discover money-saving deals, work-from-home tips, and inspiration at staplesconnect.com/furniture. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 8/28 while supplies last. Prices may vary online.
The MH interview that you can find, Michael Harrison's interview every week, addresses Larry Elder's chances to be governor of California with whom, Michael?
A fellow by the name of Wayne Avrishow. He's a political insider, not very famous, but very well respected among media circles. And he's got an objective view of California politics. And we really talk about this whole recall, how it operates. And it's pretty ridiculous when you think about how,
it really is.
How it operates. It's chaotic. Anybody could become governor.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a little bit
governor.
Into...
You could be governor, yeah.
You know, and Larry Elder might become governor, so we'll see. But it's an interesting look at California. It's losing its mojo, etc. MHinterview.com. Thanks, Doug.
Check it out, MHinterview.com. Find it also at Talkers.com, where you can find the list of the charts that we talk about every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits.
The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Three past the hour on the DJV program. As we get to the end of the week, time for Victoria Keelan to join me. I sort of tee him up and she goes for the stories. The top five items from the world of technology that affect you, starting at number five, and the fix that's ready for one of the recalls at Peloton. So where do we go? Oh, this is pretty expensive stuff.
Peloton treadmills, I mean, a lot of Americans are sitting at home looking at a Peloton treadmill that they haven't been able to use since, you know, May. It's collecting laundry and dust. So they finally have a fix for it, and the good news is there is a fix for it. The bad news is you have to start scheduling your repair appointment because a technician has to actually come to your house and fix the treadmill like where it is. Now, the treadmills had... There are 125,000 of these units that are impacted. Ooh. And so what happened was after 18 incidents of, you know, things like causing minor cuts and bruises on people, even to a child who was killed, it was sucked under the treadmill. So that's where the recall happened. And so, but at least there is a software fix for it now. Peloton treadmills are kind of like the, you know, the 737 Maxes of the workout world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. And number four, there's a big new Air Hub facility for Amazon that opened up this week.
Yeah, so your Amazon packages might actually arrive even faster because Amazon has finished building its $1.5 billion air hub. It's located at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, and operations are already underway. So they built this 800,000-square-foot facility. They started it in 2019. It has robots. It has miles of conveyor belts. It has all kinds of really, you know, cool high-tech stuff. And they, you know, essentially Amazon, they purchased 11 planes earlier this year. They've already had over 70, and so they just really want to have their own shipping, and they don't want to have to rely on FedEx or UPS anymore.
All right. I wonder how the infrastructure is, as if it's the same as like FedEx, if everybody uses the same stuff, or if they've come up with something really new. Number three on our countdown to the number one story from technology this week is a focus on OpenTable, something that I use quite a bit, frankly. You? Do you use
Yes, I use it for everything. Yep, OpenTable is the easiest way to book reservations at restaurants. And so they're adding a new feature that will let restaurants tag diners as verified for meeting entry requirements. Now, this really only applies if you are living in a state or a county that has mandated that vaccinated people only are allowed to do indoor dining. So if you do live in one of those places and you want to book a restaurant, you will now start to see these pop up on OpenTable. The good thing is, once you're verified and you upload your information about your vaccine status, then you don't have to keep doing it every time you book at the same restaurant. So this is making it easier for the restaurants, and it's making it easier for diners as well. So if you want to sign up for a group, not like a restaurant group that has several restaurants in it that you like, then you don't have to redo your information for each restaurant. One entry for the group will do it. It's making it a lot easier, and you know, it's an awkward situation as it is, you know, depending on where you are for indoor dining, to, you know, for people to have to check your status before you enter the dining room. It's awkward, and this is, I think, taking away a little bit of that. As a consumer, you can help the restaurant and help the employees there who probably don't want to have to go through all this rigmarole, so I think it's a good thing.
That's a great word, by the way, rigmarole. I love that word. Thank you for bringing it back into the lexicon. Number two this week, Twitter has launched something new.
Yep, Twitter has announced that they're going to begin testing a new reporting feature for users to flag tweets that contain possible misinformation. So, as we know, Twitter has been very inconsistent, along with Facebook, with taking down posts or flagging things that are misinformation, especially when it comes to COVID. The U.S. Surgeon General's office, which you asked earlier this week what they actually do, they published a report outlining new ways that platforms could counter health misinformation. One of the things is to have everybody helping out. It's not just going to be an algorithm. So if you're on Twitter and you're scrolling through and you see somebody posting something false about whether it's the vaccine safety or COVID itself, you can flag that tweet. It will be sent and put in the same category, essentially. It'll be treated the same way that people who report abusive content. And so then Twitter doesn't automatically take the post down. They will then investigate it. And so they're going to compile all this data to see where, you know, where they'll be in the next couple of months, and who knows, maybe it'll be a permanent thing.
All right, number one here quickly is a focus on T-Mobile and this data breach.
Yeah, so 47 million people are affected by this data breach, and basically all you can do is go to T-Mobile's site. They are giving 2 free years of monitoring from McAfee, so that's the safest thing you can do.
All right, so there it is, top five items in the world of technology, 59 past the hour. Thank you, Victoria.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.